Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Grant of $45,000 awarded to Personal Frontiers for gambling addiction treatment. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Personal Frontiers, a nonprofit dedicated to substance abuse treatment, is set to address the lack of support for gambling addiction in Campbell County. According to the Gillette News Record, they were recently granted $45,000 from the county, funded by the state. The organization aims to launch a program targeting gambling addiction. In 2023, the county received $45,553 in sports betting revenue, with the stipulation that these funds should be utilized for the prevention and treatment of problematic gambling behavior. According to the state statute, sports betting operators are required to contribute 10% of their monthly revenue to the Wyoming Gaming Commission. The initial $300,000 annually from this pool is earmarked for the Wyoming Department of Health, with 2023 marking the first availability of these funds. In December, Campbell County invited local agencies to submit proposals for utilizing allocated funds, and Personal Frontiers was the sole applicant. Kay Guire, the executive director of Personal Frontiers, highlighted the rising prevalence of gambling addiction due to increased accessibility and numerous gambling options in recent years. Personal Frontiers' gambling addiction program will include weekly group meetings, individual counseling, and mental health sessions. Guire added that she is also applying for a $45,000 grant through the National Council on Problem Gambling for this program. Guire said employees will have to go through some training, and the program should be ready to go at the beginning of April. Gordon says Freedom Caucus criticism of him is misleading and vague. Members of the Wyoming Freedom Caucus criticized Governor Mark Gordon's proposed budget for the 2024 legislative session, labeling it as unaffordable and unsustainable in a guest column for Cowboy State Daily. The column, signed by state representatives from Gillette, John Baer, Representative Tony Locke, Scott Heiner, and Ben Hornock, argues that the $10.8 billion budget represents a 12% increase from the previous biennial budget, making it the largest in Wyoming's history. Governor Gordon's defense focuses on the importance of considering general fund expenditures rather than the entire budget, which includes federal funds and various taxes. The Freedom Caucus contends that maintaining the same level of services would require a budget of $8.7 billion, according to the Legislative Service Office, creating a $2.1 billion difference from Gordon's proposal. The op-ed suggests that the governor's budget is 24% more than necessary. Gordon attributes the budget growth to inflation's impact on the state government, mirroring increased costs for Wyoming families. The proposed budget allocates $5.7 billion for services to Wyoming residents, local businesses, and schools, but Baer emphasizes the need to consider inflation's impact on Wyoming's incomes. Baer pointed out that when factoring in inflation, the growth in Wyoming incomes has not kept pace with the rising cost of living. Despite a reported 18.7% increase in the average median monthly income from the first quarter of 2020 to the first quarter of 2024, this growth may not be sufficient when considering inflation. Baer questioned whether government expenditures should increase if wages are not keeping up, and highlighted the potential impact on taxpayers. Additionally, state employee wages in Wyoming have grown at a similar rate of 18.8% during the same period, according to data from Wyoming Administration and Information. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.